The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
I'd like to continue the discussion of the previous shiur where we were talking about, which is really one of the themes of this whole perek, is the ability for a person to create on himself any type of financial commitment to somebody else, even if right now he's not becoming a bal choiv proper. He doesn't owe the $100. It's for sure that a person can be mishabed himself that he has a choiv to somebody else of $100. But what happens if he creates on himself that in certain circumstances, in a certain situation, he will become a choiv? Can a person create that on himself? Can he not? Taisus proves from Masna Shemichin and Liz Kishem Zohar that a person, a husband, could create on himself a choiv as ksuba, which will actually be only a real choiv la'achar misosir, la'achar that he divorces his wife. Let's go a little bit further. The Rosh over here also brings the whole discussion back and forth of the Taisus. The Rosh, there's a Mashal, there's a Pnei Yeshu over here. And the concept that they all grapple with in discussing creating a choiv on oneself, where the choiv is not a defined choiv, like a bal choiv, which is b'choiv, the money today, they all bring in a concept of kinyan etin. What's kinyan etin? The Gemara of Bava Basra Daf Gimel Amud Aleph talks about two people that own a field together, and they made a verbal agreement to divide the field. A big enough field that there's room for two. They made a verbal agreement that they're going to divide the field, put a wall down the middle, and inshallah, the shutfis will be dissolved. Can they be meshabed each other beyond the level of a verbal commitment to actually carry through? They sat down, they discussed it. They want to be meshabed each other that neither side is going to be chazen. Neither side is going to back out of the agreement to make a chalukas hashutfis to dissolve the partnership. The Gemara says that for them to be koine, for them to make a kinyan, a shtar, or a kinyan suda between them, on the chalukah to be, is a kinyan dvor. What's a kinyan dvor? The literal translation is that it's words ba'alma. It's nothing's chal, it's a verbal commitment. You could call it a gentleman's agreement. It might not be the right thing. It might not be the moral and gentlemanly thing to back out. But nothing, as we said the previous year, in order for a kinyan to have bite, to stand up in Bezdin, to stand up legally, it has to be chal. It can't just be an agreement, a verbal agreement, a terms of understanding between two parties, as clear and concrete as it might be. If the kinyan wasn't performed in a way that it's chal, that has no staying power. If two people agree to make a chaluk to dissolve the shutfis, right now, what was chal? Nothing was chal. There's an agreement between the two of them. If you dissolve the shutfis, basically what they're doing is each one is buying out. I have a schus in the whole field, you have a schus in the whole field, I'm buying out your chelik of the field for my chelik, you're buying out your chelik for my chelik, we're making a kinyan on the specific size. The Gemara calls that the way they, when they make a chalukah l'ruchos, that would be chal. But if we just make an agreement that we will divide, what are we being koine? Nothing's chal, there's just an agreement between the two of us. The Gemara calls that kinyan etin. And Tosfos and the Rishonim struggle over there. What's the difference between a kinyan dvarim, and the case that Tosfos discusses of Master Shemachin and Lias Kishon Socha? I say that I'm committing myself that if the chefetz that you gave me to watch, that I took responsibility for, will be stolen, I'll pay you for that chefetz. I'm not mechuyev the money now, Tosfos holds. Tosfos holds I'm only mechuyev the money later on. So what was chal on me now? What financial choiv do I have now? I have a verbal agreement with you that in the event it'll be stolen, I'm mechuyev then. So Tosfos created this new idea where he's mechuyev now in the din of a shomer, and he will become mechuyev in the money thereof later on. But the truth is that Tosfos and Bava Basra grapples with this. Is this not only a verbal agreement? So the Pasha is what Tosfos answers over there in Bava Basra. Give us exactly the way we explain. That it's not a mechiyuv that he's mekabel on himself now, that later on he'll have a chiyuv, like a kinyan to make a chalukah later on. But right now he's creating on himself a financial choiv called he's a shomer. You're right, he doesn't owe $100 now, but he's a shomer, and the din of a shomer is that if it gets lost, then he'll owe the money. So that's why it's not a problem, because what's chal on him now is a choivas shmira, like a choivas responsibility, shibut, like a shomer, like a shoyel, as opposed to a shomer chinam. That's the chayot tesis teretz. Taking this a step further, the Rishonim have a machlokes how far to take this concept. There's two shittas in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Reish Mem Hei, on what's called Kinyan Etein. The Shulchan Aruch discusses over there, the Mechabin, the Ramavim, two shittas. A person accepted on himself with a Kinyan, two people made an agreement which they made a Kinyan on, Shtar, or they made a Kinyan Suder, where Reuven agreed to sell Shimon his field. Now, Reuven didn't. It's not selling Shimon the field now. He's not giving Shimon the field to Matana. You know, let's say, we'll say it simply. He only wants to give the field to Shimon when Shimon pays for it. But Shimon, they agree, and Shimon wants to make sure that Reuven doesn't sell to somebody else. So he has Reuven commit himself, whatever it is in the context of different business deals, different agreements between them. Shimon and Reuven come to an agreement, finalized with a Kenyan, that Reuven is mechuyev to sell Shimon this field. He's not going to sell it to anybody else. He's mechuyev to sell Shimon field X. There's two shittas. And the two shittas l'cha'ira on misoyvev on how to understand the parameters, the gvulim, of this din of Kenyan Dvar. What do we mean to say? When a person is meshabed himself to sell a field later on to somebody else, again, we can say the same concept, that what's really going on is he's mishabed himself. It's a verbal agreement to sell the field later on. Nothing was chal now, so l'chayr it's a kinyan dvar. On the other hand, one could look at it a little bit differently. One could look at it that he's mishabed the field itself. Remember, Tesis kasha by us is that one can't be mishabed himself if he doesn't have any money. If he has money, he can be mishabed his property. He doesn't have to be mishabed that he owes $100. Now he's mishabed his property to a choyvav later on. That's also chal in the property. So a person can be mishabed his field, his business, his house, whatever it is, that he will sell to that person. It could be, it'll be chal, it won't be chal on him. The mechir is not chal. What's chal in the field, in the business, in the house, is that he will sell to somebody else. That itself could be chal in the house. So what's the machlokes v'shoinim? The two shittas are arguing, the pashtas, how far to take this concept. Can I be mishabed a house to be sold later on? Is there such a mechanism? Or do we look at it, that that's just dvar ba'alma? Am I giving the house? Am I creating that I owe somebody $100 which is payable from this house? What's called a shibud nechosim, an apoitiki? No. What I'm doing is I'm being mishabed the field to be sold. Can that be done? Can that not be done? That's a machloikis, whether kinyan, etain, sadazu, works or doesn't work. It's two shittas over there. If we want to bring this idea into a little bit sharper relief, what we'll do is we'll add an extra piece of hasbar. When a person is mishabin himself, Reuven is mishabin himself that he will sell his field, his house, to Shimon. Is he saying that what he's going to do later on is he's going to do a pu'ula of mechira? Similar to the concept of I'm mishabed myself that later on I will do kachalach. What's chal on me? I didn't become a bal choyv. I could be mishabed myself that I owe $100, but if I'm mishabed myself that I will do something later on, I haven't created any choyv on myself. I don't owe $100. I agree that later on I'll do kachalach, and that kachalach will be chal. But there's nothing here right now that I'm a choyv. I'm mishabed myself to do something. A choyv on myself to do a pu'ula later on has no staying power. Nothing was chal. Masha'enkin, if I'm mishabed myself that I owe $100, that has staying power. If I'm mishabed the house, that in the house is chal, that it will be sold to Shimon, that has staying power. That's chal now. It's chal now that it will be sold later on. If I'm mishabed myself that I will sell it later on. Nothing was chal in the house. See, here we have, like we said, there's two shittas in Choshen Mishpat Reish Mem Hei. And what's interesting is that there's a shtickle, the Imre Bina, one of the Gedolei Achronim, brings down from Shlomo Kluger, the Imre Bina is in Halvos Simen Nun Aleph, that he understands that there's a difference between, he understands a pshar between the two. There's a difference between a matono, when a person is mishabin himself to gift a house to somebody else. A person signs over to a certain stalker, okay, he signs a shtartet stalker, or to one of his children, let's say, Shalek said that Yerusha, he signs over his daughter devotedly took care of him. Alpils, Yerusha, the sons are going to yash him. This is a subject that comes up a lot in Hilchas being Meshabin and creating Kinyonim, especially Domshle, Baloilam, Lachamisa, so on and so forth. He's Meshabin himself to give his house to his daughter. In the case of a Matanu, Reb Shlomo Kluge says it will work. Why? Because over there, what a person is doing is he's creating in the field, in the house. In the case that's mostly by us, person signs over his house or a business. Let's say he has a nephew that worked for him for years. He's mishabed himself that when he wants to retire, this is very often the case. He has a loyal somebody, a family member in the business. The family member wants to move on because he doesn't see much room for moving up. He wants to open up his own business. The uncle, let's say, who took him under his wing 20 years ago, taught him the ropes, keeps him in the business by being mishabin himself to him that when he's ready to retire, he's going to sell him the business. If what he's writing, Reb Shlomo Kluge says, is that he'll give the business over, so that'll be chal. Why? Because what he's doing is he creates a shibud, which is chal now in the house, in the business, to be given to the nephew, to the child, later on. That's chal now. Selling is not something that's chal now, because selling is a two-way street. Selling is for money. So if I'm a shabbat myself that I will sell my house later on, I'm not creating a shibud in the house, because the house will only be sold when that person gives the money. Am I a chayiv myself? No. I'm saying that I'll get involved, that I'll do a transaction. That transaction is mechayiv to the other person, and it wasn't chal the other person now. So elamai, what I'm doing is, I'm now saying that I will do a pu'ula of a transaction later on. That's not chal now. If I say I'm going to give something outright, it's chal now that it's meshubid to be given, it's meshubid to somebody later on. At a later point in time, it'll be given. Selling is something that's a two-way street. It's a two-way commitment. It's a shibud that's chal two parties together. I can't create on myself a shibud to be involved later on in a mechira. Later on, will include the two of us. So then, the only way to understand it is by saying I'm a shabbat myself as a person. What we call it's chal on the gavra. It's not chal in the chayfetz. It's not chal in the field to be that I will sell later on. That's not chal. That's like being mekabel on oneself kinyan to dissolve a partnership later on. It's not chal in the. It wasn't chal in the business. It's chal in the business. It's chal. It's chal now. But if it's not chal in the business, it's chal on me. What's chal on me to do later on an act? That can't be chal. It's not chal on me. I don't owe money. I'm making myself a shibut later on to do something. That can't be chal. That's called a kinyan etik. Okay. So that's two shittas in the Mechaber and the Ramah in Reish Mem Hei. What's interesting is that the Ramah in Reish Mem Hei in Choshe Mishman. Reish Mem Hei, the Ramah seems to agree with the Shita, the Iker Kesvar Rishoyno, that Kenyan to give a field will not be Chal. One opens up Choshe Mishman, a different place in Kufnun Zayin, and there's a Shibud over there that where two people were involved, two people had a field, and they commit, they have a large open field, they commit themselves as partners to build a fence down the middle. Well, there's also a commitment to do something later on. And over there also two shittas are brought. Am I right now committing my field to be built on? That a fence should be built down the middle of it? Or am I being mishabim myself to do a pu'ula later on, in which case there's nothing concrete there, it can't be chal, it's a kinyan etein, it's a kinyan lachloik, and it can't be chal. Would it be chal or not? There's two opinions over there, and over there the Ramah seems to hold, if you read the Ramah carefully, over there the Ramah seems to agree la halacha with the opinion that it will, yes, work. How do we put together the Ramah seeming, when we're talking about the commitment to sell a field, the Ramah seems to agree that it won't work. A person cannot commit himself that later on he'll sell a field to somebody, that if he sells, he'll sell to him. But he can commit himself to building on a field, he can commit himself, that will be chal, even though it seems to be the same thing. He's committing himself to do something later on. Is it good or is it not good? So here we have a shtickle from Rabban Kotel Zatzal. The Svarim, the set of Svarim of Rabban Shiurim, are called Mishnas Rabban. The first volume of Mishnas Rabban that took the yeshiva world by storm was Mishnas Rabban on the Sugis and Bava Basra, Hilchos Shchenim. And Rabban, in the first, little mamish, in the first pages of the Sefer, has a whole Maroch on this Indian, and he brings the concept of the Ktoif. Again, where this is, these Nyonim are, go to the heart of many Sugis and Chesh Mishpat. The truth of the matter is the Dvar Mamukim Adloid, but it's worth a basic running through the concept. The Ktsois in Simur Reish Mem Gimel proposes a novel concept, and it says like this. The Ktsois says that we know that a person can be Meshabed property, he can be Meshabed himself, he can go into debt, he can be Meshabed himself, it'll have staying power, the other person will be able to be good. You make that with a Kinyan Sutta like we've been discussing. Says the Ktsois in Simur Reish Gimel that a person cannot be Meshabed a specific property. Like the cases that we're talking about, can a person be Meshabed? Imagine, let's say, this case recently came in front of the Beis Din, where a certain art gallery was Meshabed, or was it an auction house, whatever it was Meshabed to sell a certain collection of paintings. When they'll be put on sale, they'll be put on sale as part of a collection to accept the bidding, to accept the bid of a specific collector. It was Meshabed himself now. There was some type of business, some type of agreement going on between them on different business deals. And one of the things was that they agreed and they made a kinyan, they wrote up in a shtar, where property X, or in that case it was paintings or it was silver, will be sold. When they will be sold, they will be sold to collector X. Does that have staying power in halacha or not? The Ktsois says you can't do that with a specific item. And the Ktsois' rationale, Ktsois' Makatzer, Rabban is Meirich, goes like this. When a person is, when we're talking about a specific painting, a piece of silver, whatever it is, a car, a house, we're talking about a specific chefetz, a specific item, a specific neches, ad kama, to the extent that I'm mishabed, that I'm mechuyev to sell it to you, that really means that I'm giving it to you. I'm selling it to you. Call that that I'm selling it to you la'achazman. But really what I'm doing is that it's semantics to say that I'm meshabed myself now on January 1st, that on February 1st I'll sell it to you. If I don't have a choice, if it's chal on me a choyev that I have to sell it, so basically what I'm doing is I'm selling it. Maybe I'm selling it lachazman. The sale will only be consummated on February 1st. But basically that really means that I'm selling it to you. So what does this mean, this nusach of I'm committing myself that I'm selling it to you in a month from now? Because that would mean a sale. So by definition, if you're not selling it, what you're doing is you're just saying that you accept yourself an agreement where you're accepting yourself a moral agreement that you will actually become Meshubin on February 1st. If you were actually Meshubin, it was Chal now, that you have to sell it on February 1st, then it would become his ready from today for February 1st. So the Ktzoy says, when we're talking about being Meshabed oneself, when we're talking about accepting upon oneself one financial commitment, two people sit down in a room, and they're discussing, Shimon has a startup, an entrepreneur, he has a startup business, and Reuven accepts on himself a written agreement to fund the project. Maybe it's for profits, maybe it's for whatever it is. Reuven accepts on himself to fund Shimon's startup project starting in 6 months from now. So there, what was Reuven mechayev himself? Reuven was mechayev kol nechosov. Everything he owns is meshubed to provide the financial base for Shimon's project. The Ktzoy says the reason why that works is because Reuven is not giving away any one specific item. He's being Meshabed hu atzmoy v'kol nechosov. That works. Again, where Reuven is Meshabed one sode or one object of art or one house or one painting, so then he can't do it because that would be the equivalent of a sale. Elamai, what he's doing is he's not selling it at all. What he's doing is he's holding on to it, and now he's just agreeing to actually create something in a month from now, a year from now, 6 months from now. But where he's Meshabed Kol Nechosov, he creates on himself a choiv, a shibud, that can be chal now. And the money will be paid later on. Says Rabban that even though the Rishonim disagree as to the extent, can a person be Meshabed himself to create a financial something like Azman. Would that be like a kinyan to make a chaluka on a field or not? The Ramah accepted a pshara between the two shittas. And the Ramah, based on the Ktzois, understands that where he's being mishabed himself to a specific something, there would not work. Because there, obviously what he's doing is, his agreement is not a real shiba, it wasn't really chal now, because if it would be chal now, the ownership would be transferred already. As opposed to where Reuven is being mishabed himself, in general, where he's being mishabed kol nechosov, he's not mishabed one specific house, or one specific painting, he's mishabed kol nechosov to a certain commitment to Shimon, there, that shiba would be chal. And over there, the Ramah does not hold, that's a Kenyan Etin. So in Kufnun Zayin, what the Ramah's understanding is that Reuven was Meshabed. Reuven and Shimon have a business. Reuven and Shimon agreed, they sat down out to discuss the business, they committed, each one of them committed the other to invest a certain amount of capital into the business. Are they talking about being koina parts of the business from each other? No. They Meshabed themselves, everything they own, all their assets, their bank, their holdings, and so on and so forth. Everything is mishubid to come up with the capital to invest in the business. They have a field, in the case of the Mechab and the Ramah over there in Kufnut Zayin, they have a field, and they mishabed each other to invest a certain amount of capital in building a fence down the middle of the field. So they mishabed everything they own to a specific cause. That's fine. That'll be chal, the Ramah says. It's machlokes. Over there, the Ramah is machriya that it works. Masha'en kein, in chesh mishbur reish mem hei. Where we're talking about, they're not committing all their assets to a specific cause. They're committing a specific asset to a specific cause. They're committing the house to be sold, the painting to be sold. There, the Ramah feels that can't be done. That would be words, that's semantics, ba'alma. That would not be chal. That's the achra of the Ramah. Ad kan divrei rabbanan. So we've gone into a discussion of the nitty gritty. It's a little bit of a dakustika sugya. But the hagdoros of different commitments that a person can accept on himself to somebody else. Does he have to have the nechosim? Does he not have to have the nechosim? Is what he's doing creating an existing choiv? Or what he's doing is he's creating upon himself a chiyuv to later on become a choiv? The choiv now is just to become a choiv later on. That's what we discussed in the previous year. And now we're discussing in terms of different people sitting down in different financial agreements, to what extent can a person be mishabed himself, his nechosim, or both, to a specific project? Can he be mishabed himself to sell, to give away a specific piece of property? Can he be mishabed himself in general? Can he commit himself and all his financial assets to standing behind a certain project? And what the extent of these commitments are, and whether they're kal, whether he can change his mind, that's what we discussed up in the Shita of the Ramah in this year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.